You might think it'd be safe to eat a fish you catch in a lake way out in the middle of nowhere. But the new study found high levels of mercury, DDT, and other chemicals in some fish in national parks, levels that make the fish unsafe for both people and wildlife. Dixon Landers is a researcher with the Environmental Protection Agency. He says the team also found low levels of 70 different chemicals in snow, water, and plants in national parks.
There's probably no place left in the world that has no sign of human activities, and largely because of atmospheric transport.
Landers says that means some chemicals get transported in the air and end up hundreds or thousands of miles away from their source. He says chemicals from nearby cities and farms also end up polluting the parks. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.